Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody. I don't know if y'all can hear me or not. I can't get no feedback, but let's try it anyway. Let's try it one more again. It is Monday, August the 1st. No, that's September 1st. June, July, August, September the 1st. It's 8 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday Night Madness Show with Jay Barnes. How's everybody doing? I got a couple of mics up already. I'm trying to check the system. Let's make sure because I can't really see what's going on. 708-6369. Let me see if that mic open up. 708-6369. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with? All right, y'all got to let me know if this is my board is up. I can't tell if the board is on or not. So y'all have to let me know something. Sorry about that. Again, I'm assuming that y'all can't hear me now that I can hear the music in the background. So, again, it's Monday Night Madness with Jay Barnes. Good afternoon. We got a lot of things to talk about tonight. We got upcoming races, some races that happened this weekend. Mandrell shut up and raced. They had a race up in Eaton, Georgia, just to get that out of the way and give Promark Corn a shout-out for winning the shootout. Promark Corn with a new car that he just came out with this year, did win the shootout. So props out to him, you know, for that. And also we're trying to get into, let's get one other thing done here right quick. Y'all bear me one second here. Let's see what we got right here.
They approached me to race her about.
I ain't know all this here. I'm glad you all here. I ain't know all this here.
Yeah. And I'm sure Lester will verify everything that I'm saying because it was me, Lester, and somebody else in a group conversation, and we were both
asked. Was it JB? Was it a guy named JB?
Yeah. Everybody knew I lit the boards. Everybody knows I lit the boards, all right?
Oh,
this is no secret to anybody. This is no secret to nobody.
Nephew said he didn't know they liked the boards.
Nephew doesn't know, but Lester Neely knew I liked the boards. Ricky Smith knows I liked the boards. So Nephew don't have to know. He just drives. He don't own the car. What does that have to do with him? So that's his own team keeping him in the dark, right?
You got a point so far. You ain't saying that wrong yet.
The owners of the car knew I lit the boards.
Hey, dog, it's always two sides to the story. Get Jay Barnes on here so he can hear this in, too.
But we got two sides to
the story,
but I have the pictures. I have the messages. I have the messages from Facebook.
See, that's one thing about my show. I don't go one-sided.
Dog, I'm going to take a picture of the messages on Facebook, and I'm going to send them to your phone. I'm going to text them to you right now.
We can get to the bottom of it tonight. We're going to get to the bottom of this here right now.
Yeah, but it's just going to be...
Hold up, let me see. Hold up. Jay Barnes, can you hear me, Jay Barnes?
I can hear you fine, sir. How you doing?
Jay.
Yeah.
Okay, I want everybody on my... I want everybody... Listen up now. I want everybody that's on my show to mute your phones, except Petey Smallblock. Jay Barnes, Petey Smallblock, got something he got to say, and he said... And I'm going to... In other words, everybody on my lines, be quiet. Go ahead, Petey. You and Jay Barnes can talk now.
Petey, what's going on? Yes, sir.
What's going on? They're saying that I talked to you prior to this, and you have no idea that I lit the boards. But I talked to you in May via Facebook and told you that I lit the boards with Sandy. Can I get in the bad blood shootouts? And you said yes.
Yeah, I remember that conversation.
But
Pete, right,
this
that's,
is the thing
that
I remember.
Fair enough.
So you knew I
was
coming
forward
tonight, correct?
Who got the kids in the background?
Is that
somebody on my phone? Is that your,
that's me,
your
that's
kids?
Me, that's me. That's me. Sorry. That's me. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And I'm going to pull up. Peter, the only issue is that when you were making reference, I remember you asking about getting in a bad blood shootout, and you gave me a definition about what this call was. It was a changed combination, if I remember correctly. I'm going to pull up the thing so I can read it now. But the main thing, Petey, as far as I'm concerned, when you came in, I actually don't know the different cars you have. You know, I was told that you had multiple cars, and I was depending on, you know, so I didn't know which car. You know, it was my understanding that that whatever car you showed up with, the time had not been shown. And that night,
but everybody knew. They had asked prior to the race, what car am I coming with on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
J.B. Broadus knew what car
it
was. It's called Sandy.
In
the message I talked to you. Yeah, but when I talked to you in May, you asked what car it was. I told you the name of the car is Sandy. So it's both the same car. It's not two cars with the same name. The other car is Orange. The other car goes by the name Orange.
So when we talked Thursday night, I mean that night at the track, what was my statement to you? That night when I gave you the belt, I said, congratulate you.
I said, you said if you like the boards, you lose the belt. But that was after I won. And like I explained to everybody else, I think this was a promotional thing on your part, just like you said to me when you came up to me in the pits. Did you not tell me? You said, oh, P, small block, if the white boys beat you, they're going to have a name. And what did I say to you? I said, to me, the white boys are the people that we want to beat because the white boys had Super Freak. They have a name in the north that's out of this world to us. We respect them more than anybody. Did I not say that to you?
Exactly.
I said to you, right? I said, who the hell to us,
battle.
P, small block? What? What's that?
I said two excellent teams went to battle, and I think we arguing over dots and I's now. But just let me now I'm reading off your post to me, Peter. And as far as I'm concerned, you were a legitimate racer when you came in, and now that you showed your time, that's the only issue I got. So I'm not trying to make it a different issue, one way or the other. You know, it's just a fact now that you have shown time, as far as I'm concerned. Now that's what's called the default. But I'm gonna read what you sent me.
But I showed time 2 weeks before I raced for the belt. But go ahead.
Right. But it says, Jay, what's going on? Our cars that did not light the board up in 2014 and have a different combo from last year allowed in the Nitrous shootout. And, I said, and my response was, yes, you are correct. Send me the name of your car, model, and I'll let you know if it's approved. All right? You sent me back that said Sandy, which is a notch back. And just to clarify with you, car had sheet metal notch. You described the car, one carburetor. Just want to be clear. And then you said, when I said different combo. Okay. And that's the last thing that was said. In relation to that. So when you presented it to me as a different combination and that you had showed your time, and let me see, I don't know if you said if you haven't showed time in 2014, and that's what I was going off of. And so, but I'm saying, if what you said this post is true, it's still fine. I mean, I think people are trying to make an issue out of something, and it was no more promotion than what we're trying to do is find a nice small block champion.
Until you get ready to talk, Peter, just mute your phone and them your kids, Peter. Just mute your phone until you get ready to talk.
Me?
And whoever with the kids in the background, that ain't you? Because we want to make sure we hear everything you and Jay say. I just want to make sure all these, I want everybody to be quiet so everything y'all said, people can hear directly so nobody get no misunderstanding. So anybody, we got the kids in the background, just mute your phone, please. Go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry.
And so I'm just saying, from that standpoint, it says that in this private message, it says the car have not shown time in 2014 and it's a different combo. So, that's fine with me. And that's what, if that's true, then there is no issues.
the race happened, the Best Car won, and, you know, that moves on. And the only thing that we're talking about now is the fact that since then you've shown your time. That's the only issue to me. I don't know. There's a lot of hoopla going on that what built it up. But I take you at your word for what's on your text, that you haven't shown time in 2014, and it's a different combination. Okay, I was fine with that. So, the race happened, and now that you have shown your time, then, you know, that changed the scenario. So I think people are trying to, as usual, looking for something that don't exist. You know, if you would not have shown your time this weekend, there's no issue. You know, here it is, 2014, you had shown your time, and it was a different combination. I'm okay with that. So, I mean, I don't see why people are so concerned about you coming into the race. And you're right, I got your private message right here, and I still stand behind your private message right here. You know, if those are the conditions, then there's no issue. The only issue that stands today is that anytime you show your time, it can't stand up the Grudge Champion. So, I mean, you know, it's like people are looking for something that don't exist. Dog, I'm gonna tie you in so you can read. I'm gonna send you the same thing. You know, the man said he ain't showed time. The man said, and actually, I had some people to try to find where you had shown time. I tried to verify that too, and I think the only thing that we found was.
But so now, hold on a minute. So what you're saying is, now that the car he got, did he show times this year? The car that he wanted to shoot out with.
Well, now he has, because this weekend he did.
But that's after he got built. Is that what you're saying?
Huh?
But that was in May or April when I sent him this message.
Right. That's right.
All right. So this wasn't like 2 weeks ago. This was in the beginning of the year before racing started up here.
Yeah. This was May the 26th is the actual time, the date on this post. And he stated that he had not shown his time and he had a different combination. And, I was fine with that. And even when we tried to find, we did look to see if we could find any record of you showing time. And I think the only thing that we ran across was somewhere that you went across the clock at 30 miles per hour with a, you know, just something like somebody had rolled through. And so once we do our investigation, we're taking you at your word, everything is good. Two national champions, two worthy champions, go into battle, you won. And now that, you know, you the champ. Now, the only thing that we're dealing with now is the fact that since then you have shown your time, and then, you know that's what you, that's the default in my eye. Dog, do you see something different?
Now I'm completely lost damn near, because what I got the understanding was that he had show times and everybody know that he had show times and he still ran for the belt. If that was the case, then he shouldn't have ever ran for the belt if he didn't show times.
Well, but
everybody
knew
I lift the boards. That's all I'm saying. Everybody knows, unless they're living under a bunch of rocks. Anybody who's friends with me on Facebook, every time I go to the track and light the boards, I'm coming back, posting it up at the track, lighting boards, X275. X275 is not a no-time class, is it? Is it?
Well, I guess I'm the one confused now, then. I'm still trying to wonder if the last conversation I had with you was in this private text.
That was before I ran the car this year. But I've been to a number of races. I was racing 2 weeks before Yellow, before I raced Leicester. I was lighting the boards. You know?
Okay. Now this is my understanding now. And according to the rules now, if he showed a time this year, he cannot run for the belt. He shouldn't have ran for the belt if he showed a time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, but listen, dog, we're talking about something.
When I was down in North Carolina for Mike Hill's race, people were coming up to me and they knew the car. They knew I lit the boards. Yeah, people knew the car. People were coming up to me. Oh, this thing runs good.
So Jay, tell me, you saying because it's a different car, a different combination? I mean, what are we saying now? Because I still ain't heard Okay, tell me what we're talking about now.
The conversation.
Does he have the building or he don't have the building? And if he do have it, why he got it? If he don't have it, why he don't have it?
No. He was allowed to race for the belt based on the information that we gathered. And we looked
to see. And the information you gathered that he hadn't showed times at the time. Is that right?
Right. So now we did the investigation and we couldn't find anything. So he was allowed to run for.
Can I just know who your investigative team is? Because they fucking suck, man. All you got to do is Google PD Smallblock and X275 passes are going to come up.
Well,
whoever does your investigation is horrible, man.
But what is it that you want, Peter? Because it seems like all I'm saying
I don't want nothing. Like I just said before, I don't want nothing. I don't want anything.
What I'm saying is,
from everything that we know, at the time that the race was put on, he was cleared the race. Okay, the race happened. No issues now. And since then, he has shown the time. So I don't know why we still, you know, what is it that we're trying to accomplish?
None of the promoters knew I lit the boards. None of the promoters whose event it was knew that I lit the boards the whole year, right? Whoever's event it was, none of the promoters knew that I lit the boards.
No, I mean, I can try to get JB on to see.
Get Scotty G. See if either one of them knew I lit the boards, please. I'm curious to know if Scotty G knew I lit the boards or JB knew I lit the boards. I would love to hear it. I mean, that's the promoters of the event, right?
Yeah, yeah. I just
want to clear it off. If they didn't know I lit the boards, if neither one of them did not know that I lit the boards, I forfeit and walk away with no problem. How about that? If neither one of the promoters who called me to race for this belt, okay, did not know that I light the boards in 2014, gladly I walk away.
Well, I'm gonna get. Let me try to get.
Otherwise, I'm holding that shit till someone comes to get it.
Let me get JB on the.
Okay, go ahead.
William Brown, did you want to say something? William Brown, did you want to say something? William Brown. Everybody, y'all can talk now. Jay, get back. But from what
I got a suggestion. Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Dawg?
Yeah. Hold on. We got a question in front of you, though. Hold on. Go ahead. Right.
No, he was first out. He was first, but
I told him to go ahead.
Well, check this out. If the discrepancy is with Petey and it's a misunderstanding with Grudge Inc., why don't a couple people in Grudge Inc. and outside of Grudge Inc. pitch in and get another belt and just let Petey have
it? No, that ain't the problem. Like Petey said. If it's up to me, if I got anything to do with this him, like he said, he won the belt, he can put it in a trophy case. They just got to buy another one. I agree with that. He won the belt. It's his belt to keep. If they said he wasn't eligible to win it, but he did win it, let him get it and put it in a trophy case, and they just got to buy a damn another one.
I
agree with what he said. He said that himself.
Okay, I didn't hear him say it. Okay. Yeah.
Peter, that's what you said, right, Peter? Petey, you see that? Petey Smallblock.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. I just want to make sure. Yeah. Now, what else? Somebody else has something they want to say about it, or somebody wants to say it, Petey?
This is the first class racer to win a belt, then, right?
Wait and see. We don't know now. They're trying to sort it out. From what Peter said that they knew it and they tried to use it for promotional purposes just to boot the crowd up. And if that's the damn case, then no, that's not the first class racer to win a belt because a class racer can't win a belt. But if they did it just for promotional purposes, then that's we got a problem with the integrity of the people that knew. See, I'm on the committee. I didn't know till after he done won it. I didn't even know he was running for it.
Well, if you want the belt back, then he's saying you got to beat him. Why nobody come up and step to the plate try to beat him then?
Well, listen up. It's not a problem of somebody trying to beat him. If he got the belt and he shouldn't have it, then that's what the thing is. It ain't his fault because he's saying he was above board and he told everybody his situation before they ran for it, but they still did it just to promote the race to get more people there because he got a name and the white boys got a name. That's what I'm trying to do. That's the problem now.
But, dog, here's my thing, though. Watch this. He said that when Jay gave him that belt, and if he showed his time, that he had to forfeit the belt.
That was after I won the belt. Why not? Yeah, after I won it. Why not tell me that before I race for it?
Hey, whoever that got somebody on your phone, I told you we was doing all right. If you got somebody on your phone, mute your mic. If I close your mic up and it wasn't you talking, just hit the one button twice to get back on.
I think I got one more.
What's
that?
Y'all like that?
Hey,
Will.
Come on now, man.
Goddamn, let me go.
Hey, that's on Jay's show. That's on Jay's show. I can't do nothing about it. That's Jay's show. I was closing everybody's mics, but that's on Jay's show. That ain't my show.
Okay. Oh, hold on. Let me talk.
I'm opening my mics back up. That's on Jay's show.
Hold on, dog. Keep them closed. Keep them closed. Hold on.
Pam, did you like it? She know this stuff ain't going to set right there.
Jughead, you got a question? Jughead, go ahead, Jughead.
Hold on, okay. Close these mics. Hold on, Jughead. Let me close these mics. Hold on.
Mom's talking to you,
Brian.
Jay, the noise coming from your show, Jay. Your people over there talking. All my people are on mute.
Dog, I just got it. Oh,
I still hear somebody. I hear some babies crying and put a tin in that baby mouth.
What's your mom talking
about?
Is
that on my show or Jay's show now? I hear kids make that talk. Jay, you know you got about 17 kids, Jay. Is that you?
No.
Let me find out. I can find out right quick since that Jay or not. Hold on a minute. I'll find out.
Go ahead. You
let him talk again.
You can go in there and drown him.
No, that ain't on a J. That ain't on a J. It ain't on a J. Okay. I got to go back and close all the mics until I find it in. Go ahead, Jay. Go ahead, Jay.
That was me, Jay. Go ahead.
All right. Now, what I was saying was, going back to my last conversation with Peter was, according to what he sent me in this text, he said that he got a different combination. He says he haven't shown at that point, which is maybe May the 26th, he said he haven't shown time and that he have a different combination and he wanted to get in, you know, he wanted to do some grudge racing in the shootouts. Okay. Now I got JB on who promoted the race in Cecil. JB, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Peter, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now Peter, you can speak to JB to see what he knew concerning, you know, your car running, because he was the promoter of the event.
All right, well, like I said, if him and Scotty G, neither one of them knew that I lit the boards in 2014, I gladly forfeit the belt. That's what I said.
Well, I mean, I guess the question you're asking him...
The question is simple. The question is real simple. The question is, JB, did you not know I lit the boards in 2014?
Well, yeah, I knew you lit the board with the class.
Okay, that's it. Thank you. That's it. You just made it very clear for the people. Nothing against you, but this, everybody's saying that nobody knew. You're the promoter of the event.
Well,
you set up the title match,
fair.
And you knew I lit the boards in 2014. That's it.
Well,
it's pretty easy. Now find me a contender to come take this belt.
Well, Lester knew too, because I got the whole conversation
exactly
with you and him.
I know Lester knew. I know Lester. I said that before on the radio. I said Lester knew. Lester knew I lit the bullets. He didn't have a problem with it. He likes to gamble. I didn't say Lester didn't know. Lester knows. Lester knew. I said that before, right, dog? Did I not? I said that before. I said Lester knew that I lit the bullets.
You did. You did.
What I said was,
Jay, I don't know if you want to discuss this on public, but I'm finna make a suggestion if you want me to make a suggestion right quick.
That none of his team knew. But if you're part of Grudge Inc. and you just said that you knew, and he said that he was doing research prior to this belt match and that nobody could find any spot where it says that I lit the boards in 2014, but you just said you knew I lit the boards in 2014, obviously he didn't work hard enough at it because all he had to do was say, JB, this guy was racing for the title.
Jay Bones, you see that, Jay?
Yeah, I'm here.
JB, you see that? You there, JB?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, you might want to go in your pocket and get a damn some money out there for another belt. The belt he got, since y'all knew that he had already showed a time for 214, that means he was not eligible to run for the Grudge belt. He was not eligible. So in that case then, he got the belt, and since he got it, we're gonna let him go and keep that belt and put it in his trophy case like he said, and we gotta get another belt to somebody to run for.
Well, George,
that's
really not what I just said, though. Before Jay Bond got them on the phone, I said I would gladly forfeit the belt if none of his promoters knew, right?
But what I'm saying is, if you didn't show the time in 14, then you shouldn't have been able to run for it. That's what I'm saying,
I understand, but that's not what I just said. Like I said, the belt means nothing to me. The belt is a Hulk Hogan belt, whoopee-doo, all right? The belt means nothing to me. It's a trophy. But what I'm saying is, being that Jay Bonds just said that his whole team couldn't find it, but now his promoter for the event just clearly said on the radio that he knew I lit the bullets, there's obviously, I mean, what's going on? There's obviously not a tight system going on.
It was a ball drop on our end, and the only way we can make it right is you have to keep the belt, and that's it. You keep the belt. God bless you. That's it. We got to put the belt. We can't send nobody to run you because you have shown the time. We dropped the ball. The only way we're going to make it right, we got to put it up for another shootout for just a strictly grudge race.
We have our other grudge car, so why doesn't somebody run that car then? We have our grudge car.
Okay, well, you can bring that grudge car and put it in a shootout.
I don't have to. I've run somebody head up for it. I'm not going to put it in a shootout. Somebody wants the belt, come run on Nitro's slow block.
The blue car won the belt. Your other car didn't win the belt, Petey. So what we're saying is you can have that belt. You can keep it. It's yours. You won.
I was keeping it anyway. It's not like nobody was taking it. You're not giving me permission to keep it. It wasn't going back.
We ain't trying to be gangster. When they was talking about all that shit on Facebook don't mean shit about somebody going to come take the belt.
Yeah,
all right.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody on Facebook being gangsters. I was waiting, 9 o'clock this morning.
Don't get out of character, Peter. Don't get out of character.
Yeah, that's not what I'm saying, bro. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is you won the belt fair and square. It's yours. But the integrity of grudge racing, we cannot send somebody to run you because we dropped the ball. That's it. We got to put another belt up, same belt, in a shootout. But that belt that's in your possession, that's your belt. That's it.
Right, that's right.
If you want
to
send your other grudge car to run for the to get in the shootout, run
for
the belt.
We don't want to run for the belt. Nah, that's all right.
That's fine. That's fine, too.
Obviously, you guys should step it up because, obviously, you're saying, if this was about grudge ink and you guys didn't look into it to see if PD lit the bullets with a promoter. Obviously, it's
we
all about fucking
ball,
dollar signs to you guys and not
the
integrity.
No.
Hey, we dropped the ball. So, spilled milk. It happens. We dropped the ball.
Yeah.
PD, one thing I'm going to say, I appreciate you coming on and standing in the paint. Is there anything else we need to discuss or we can go ahead and move on to something else? Has that been cleared up for everybody? We dropped the ball. As the people and the promoters, we dropped the ball, Peter. We dropped the ball.
Yeah. All right.
Anybody got any questions, Peter, before we get out of here? Anybody got anything they want to say to him? If you was on my phone and I muted you, hit the
one
button again if you got something to say. Biz, you got something you want to say, Biz?
No.
Well, hold on a minute, Peter. Hold on a minute. 706-0082, you got something you want to say?
Yeah, dog, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead on, sir.
I got a question. Say I'm a class racer, all right? All right. And I come out and build me a new car. All right. Can I, and I haven't showed the time, can I run for that belt if I'm within the limit?
Yeah. You can be a class racer and run the belt as long as you ain't got a class car that doesn't show the time.
Okay.
You can be a
okay.
class racer all you want. You just got to have a grudge car that hasn't showed the time.
Okay, that car Peter won the belt with, had it showed the time?
Yeah.
Oh, it had showed the time.
Well, that's the point. Hold on. Let me tell you this. See, that's the point. Let me tell you, and that's what JB, that's what he just told me. It was that in 2014, like I said, even when we read this message, at that time, Peter being a racer, you know, a damn good racer, he was trying to step up and race, do some grudge racing. And he asked the question.
I wasn't trying to step up. I was a grudge racer before I was a class racer.
Right, right. Acknowledge that. But what happened was, from what JB just said to me, was that he thought Petey, you know, we did wrong. We should have did better. I mean, we were led to believe, and it was an error on our part. Still not taking nothing from Petey. That it was, he had, just like what he just said then, he had grudge cars and he had class cars. And when it got to me, I thought this was a grudge car. I didn't know the difference in his car. And that's what helped make the mistake. Because
right.
when you make
ain't
that
no problem,
mistake,
Jay. Ben said it right. We dropped the ball. We dropped the ball, and we used to keep talking about it now. Unless Petey got something he wanted to discuss. I think if he ain't got anything to And if Pete ain't got to discuss, it's a done deal, Jay. Let it go. We got to get another belt. We got another belt and put it up and run for the bid. We got another belt. Pete put that in his trophy case, and he good to go with it.
Well, I still want to give props out to Pete. He took on a hell of a challenge, Pete, and we appreciate what you did. We hate that it turned out this way.
All right.
Peter, we appreciate you, man. You know we always got love for you, man. Good, bad, or in between, we always got love for you, brother.
All right, no doubt.
All right, Jeff, you got anything else you want to ask, Jeff?
No, I got a little noise. I'm on mute.
Okay. All right. Jay, go ahead. Jay, you gonna go ahead and do your show. You got anything I need to tie in on your show? Jay, are you good to go, Jay?
Yeah, I'm good, dog. Pretty much, I do want to put out there that September the 13th, you know, with the bad storm is having a race at Piedmont, dog. Josh Jones, the Bad Storm, and Dollar Bill and Grudge Inc. is putting on a race at Piedmont on the 13th. You know, we wish y'all come out and give us some support. And
that belt that we were just talking about, didn't Fletcher Cox and the White Boys want to run for that belt on the 20th? I heard they want to run for that belt. They want to get on and lock this race in.
Yeah, that's a definite. It's clear to go. It's clear to go.
Yes, they do. Hey, dog is right. They definitely want to run for that belt.
Well, it's clear, you know.
Okay, can y'all get the White Boys on the phone? Can y'all get the White Boys and Fletcher on the phone? Or do I need to try to get Fletcher on the phone and y'all get the White Boys?
I think I got Lester's number. I can try to get Lester on.
They said they already ready to do it. They ready to lock in for that belt. Jay, are you putting the belt up for the Grudge Inc. belt that we were just discussing? And this time we got to make sure that we don't have no class cars in it if they're going to run for the Running Brown race on the September the 20th. Is that okay with you, Jay Bones?
It's fine with me.
All right, well, get them on the phone, y'all. Let's get them on the phone. Already, Fletcher and already, I got Fletcher's answer right here, unless they got something different, Jay. I can co-sign for Fletcher's, how I'm signing for Fletcher, because he already said what he's going to do if it was okay.
Okay, we're trying to get, I think JB trying to get left on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what it's supposed to be is, huh? Now, Jay, tell everybody out there now, what's the name of this belt they're supposed to be running for, the one we were just discussing that we just dropped the ball on? What's the name of the belt?
This is the National Extreme Nitrous Small Block Belt. Extreme,
now, when you say extreme, Jay, that means they can be on 28s or 275s, right?
Right, 28s or 275s.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
Try to get, we need somebody from the white boys to get on the phone to get this here thing confirmed. I already got confirmation from Fletcher Cox. I already got his sign confirmed from Fletcher Cox.
Let's make this statement, too. Let's make this statement. Any and all grudging belts, if you have shown time, please acknowledge it in advance because, you know, through whatever error, if you have shown times, In the last year, do not participate.
No, don't say since 2014, because the way the rules are written, if a joker showed a time on 2013, he's still good for 2014. So you don't show no times in 14.
I want to make sure it go on both sides of the table. We're going to do our job to try to make sure that we look through it. And we want the racer, who know he may have shown time, to step, you know, not to participate in the, you know, for it.
Hey,
right.
Hey, dog.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can one of y'all call Lester in? I got his number right here.
Well, that's what they try. Jay, is y'all trying to get Lester on the phone? That's on y'all side of the fence, Jay.
Yeah.
Can y'all get Lester on the phone?
JB,
hey, who that just said that? I'll put him in the private room again. Are you on my show or Jay's show?
I guess I'm on Jay. What's
your
number?
Yeah, he on my show. I can get it from him.
Wait, Jay, just put him in the private room again, Jay.
Okay. All right.
What's going on, Jay?
You still on live
there, JB? Yeah. You need that number?
You still on live there? He pulled in the private room yet.
Jay ain't too bright, man. Hold on a minute. I'll try to get William Brown. William Brown, you out there, William Brown? William Brown? William Brown? William Brown must be playing with his nuts again. Anybody that's on my show that want to talk, hit the one button. If your mic was already open, you need to hit it twice so I can see you go down, so I can see you come up again. So if you wanted to talk on my show, hit the one button two times. It'll say you're in it. Take yourself out and put yourself back in. All right. If you don't, that Dre, okay. I got you, Dre. Dre, that you, Dre? 832?
Yeah, it's me, dog.
Yeah, it's me.
That
you, Dre? All right.
Yeah.
Did we do that okay? Did we do that okay for your taste there, Dre?
Oh, yeah, it was done to the satisfaction. The man said he going to keep the bill. Y'all told him to keep it.
Yeah. Well, because like I said, you know, I mean, hold on a minute. Uh-oh, that's like that. Let's see. What's up, Pee-wee? Your mic on. What's up, Pee-wee?
Oh, no, I have to fell off. I got back in.
Yeah,
Pee-wee, you got out the afterlife, man? The afterlife to let you out, man?
What happened?
Did the Astrolands let you out?
Yeah. Funny thing, that pain medicine ain't too bad. It take all the pain.
Truck driver, your mic open, truck driver. We wait on Jay Bonds to come back.
Okay.
I want to thank William Brown, Pop Brown. I keep forgetting his brother name with the weight. Julie, I want to thank all of them for the good hospitality. Larry T, I miss I hate that Long Island Joe couldn't make it this year, but I will return.
Hey, dog. I want to ask Pee Wee what hospital he. I want to ask Pee Wee what hospital he. Or he got his asshole blowed out twice this week.
Hold on, truck driver. Here, William Brown again. I done called for him. Bye, William Brown. William Brown.
Yes, sir.
I done called for you five times tonight, man. You just want to come on and thank everybody for going to your show? Y'all be quiet. Let William Brown thank everybody for going to the show. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just want everybody to, just want to thank everybody for coming out, man, supporting and having a ball, you know what I'm saying? You see how we do it up here. So if you can't make it back, that's cool with me. So appreciate everything y'all done and, you know, everybody coming out and doing their races. And even Dog came out. So we good.
All right, WB, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate the hospitality and everything, brother.
Hey, WB.
Yo.
Hey, William Brown.
happened to the car, man? Why you didn't bring the car?
I was having carburetor problems, man, and I want to be 110% because the beat looked mighty good. I won't scare it, but he looked good, so I need to be 110% when I go out there to put my money up. And I want 110%.
You know I'm going to talk shit when it's bullshit. And that's like some fucked up bullshit you saying right there.
Well, whatever you want to say. I done already, hold on, I done already ran him twice. Why would I be scared of him now? Tell me, and we tied
because
up.
Because you scared of the last result you had against that car. The last result you had against that car, you scared of that result, man. That's what
no,
that was, William Brown.
Go back and watch the Gunny Picks video. I was ahead before I got out of shape. So you go watch that.
William Brown, what side did the W come on?
What
side did the W come on?
It came on his side. That's why I say we
exactly.
We
so
even now.
Ain't none of that about you was ahead. Well, it ain't about who's ahead. It's about who finished the damn race. Now, anyway, back
yeah,
to what I'm saying.
You right.
Hey,
and I ain't scared of him. And he know that.
What it dog? Yes, sir, you was scared to race the man at your own show, and that's it. William Brown, that's all.
Hey, y'all, hold on. Jay, hold up. Y'all be quiet. Jay, what's up, Jay?
I got Lester's own.
Hold on a minute. Let me get Fletcher. Hey, everybody, the mic that was over, mute your phone. I got it. So we get this lock in, y'all. Y'all, hey, Jay, all that noise on your line of mine, I ain't got about three lines of them.
But,
so you need to make sure. Let me get Fletcher Cox up.
I think Lester.
We might have to do it in the private room. I don't know if they want to do this shit on air or not. Let me get Fletcher. Y'all hold on. Jay, you there, Jay?
Yeah, we here.
Okay, hold on.
Let me pull in my driveway here. I'm trying to turn my car off.
Now, who that with that damn background noise, Jay? You got to get your damn people straight.
Give me yours, dog.
It's yours.
Hello?
Hey, Fletcher.
So?
All right, hey, Jay, I got Fletcher on, Jay.
Lester.
With the mute all my
mic. Yeah, what's up?
All right, we got Lester and Fletcher on the line. All the other mics are closed up. We're trying to get a lock in for the 20th at South Georgia. And if y'all two lock in, we're going to run to the extreme.
Is that somebody saying something?
Jay, I ain't got nobody mic on but Fletcher now. That's just, all that noise from your side, Jay.
That was Fletcher saying that, I think.
No, that was
no, that
background
me.
Noise. He said nothing. Fletcher ain't saying nothing.
Lester, you there?
Yeah, I was doing that in my driveway. I just now got my car turned off right here.
Okay, that was Lester doing that there. But this is what we're trying to get accomplished is the that the extreme Nitro Small Block National Belt will be going up in South Georgia. And and right now, we're going to make sure, Lester, you have not shown time in 2014, correct?
Never showed time.
All right, and Fletcher, you have not shown time in 2014, is that correct?
Never showed the time.
Okay, fair enough. Now, it's on y'all to lock in. Is this a race that we can make happen at the 20th?
Yeah. My car, me and Lester talked the other day on Facebook, so, I mean.
Just answer the question that Jay asked. All we do is y'all both can lock in for the 20th. Is that right? Yes or no?
Yeah.
we're good. Me and Fletcher already talked about it.
Say it again, Lester. We couldn't hear you.
I said we're good. Fletcher and I have already talked about it a couple days ago.
So we're gonna consider that a lock. That's a locked-in race, and y'all will shoot y'all, and the winner will take the Extreme Nitro Small Block belt. Is that correct?
Right. Win light only, no time slip. Win light only, no time slip.
Let's do Lester. One at a time. Okay, Lester, you agree with no time slips, Lester?
Yeah, no time slips.
All right. What's the next step?
28 small block, flip lanes at 6 o'clock, be in the lane ready to go at 9 o'clock.
Fletcher, one at a time, Fletcher. Lester, is it the 28?
No bars.
All right, 28 or 275, no flip for lanes. Flip for lanes, is that right? At 6 o'clock.
Red light, you lose.
Right. We know about yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to do, y'all, when y'all get your steps, I want to make sure both of y'all understand your steps. And then one step at a time so y'all don't run them all together so we got to keep going over them again.
All yeah, right. I got
what we got right now is no time slips. Small block, stock suspension, NOS, 28s or 275s. Is that right, both guys? Is that right, Lester and Fletcher?
We'll go
28s
or 275. Just make sure you got no bars in it.
Okay. All right. If I say it right, just tell me yes or no if I say it right. You ain't got to repeat unless you just want to repeat. Okay, now y'all say y'all want to flip for the lanes at 6 and race by 9. Is that right?
Right.
Correct.
Okay, flip at 6, race at 9. Okay. Hold on. Let me make all sure right. I got all of them. I'm writing this J writing. I hope somebody else writing it too. All right. Pro tree, no slips. Right?
Pro tree, no slip. Right.
Okay, and that's track rules. That means if you cross the center line, red light and all that stuff, you lose. Is that right?
Right.
Right.
Okay. All right, Jay. I got everything that they said, Jay. If they got anything else, it's on y'all.
What y'all locking in? We do 5-1-25 or better. Yeah, 5-1-25 or better.
Yeah.
That right, Lester?
I that.
Okay, all right, Jay. What else you need, Jay?
I just want to make sure, just because I wasn't clear on one thing, dog. It was 28 or 275, no balls. I just want to make sure that
exactly.
Everybody agrees.
Right.
Okay.
I'm good
at that. That's right. That's exactly right, Jay.
All right, then that's one lock. We consider that's a lock race. The belt will be there, fresh and brand new. And I think two top calls.
One more thing, Jay. Did y'all want an approved DP man, or y'all just who did y'all want for your DP man?
What do you want to do, Fletcher? I'm mad at my word.
It don't matter to me. It don't matter to me. We get somebody to get through, Jay. It don't matter. I mean, I ain't going nowhere.
Okay, Hold up, fellas. Since you're going for the belt, when y'all get in the gate, y'all see Jay Barnes and get Jay Barnes your park out money. If it's okay with you. Y'all got a problem with that?
No, Jay, you're
it. I'm good with it.
All right. Well, that's done deal, y'all. Done deal unless y'all got something else. That's done deal.
We got another lock-in coming up, dog. This one is for Prescott. This one to be done in Prescott. We got somebody trying to lock in. We got the Texas Nightmare trying to lock in with Dunye. That's coming in on at Prescott with Arkansas Boys, I think that's them. DJ Madhouse, you there? Well, I got some guys out of Texas trying to lock in.
One of the belts or just a lock in, Jay?
They just a lock in. It's just a lock in.
Okay, all right. Well, that's you, Jay. I ain't got to worry about that. I just got my show time. I'm on your time, Jay. Hey, did y'all
okay.
need, you, Fletcher? You gonna stay on or you want me to knock you off, Fletcher?
No, I'll listen. I'll stay on. I'll just mute my phone.
Okay, all right, Jay. Jay, we on mute over here, Jay. We on mute, Jay. We listen to you.
All right. I got to get Biz. Can you get Dunye on the line? And I got to get the Texas Nightmare. They're going. This race is going down in at Prescott, Arkansas. Believe it or not, the Texas Nightmare has been terrorizing Texas, and they want some Midwest trouble. Biz, you there? I don't know if everybody's listening.
Y'all got an old fucked up show. Send me, text me the number. Let me, I call and call you. Goddamn, I gotta do every goddamn thing.
And,
goddamn, must be old fucking.
Must
be old Grudge Inc. or some shit. Let me call Mike. I'm gonna get Mike here to get y'all some training.
Okay, let's see here. Hold on, let me see this. I got a 224-6386. Who am I speaking with?
This is Smooth Criminal, man. We just listening in. I just want to say I thought that, you know, Petey Smallblock's been around a long time, man, and his name ain't just come up on the new. He knew that car showed the time, man. As simple as that, he shouldn't have been racing for that belt.
You know, that's why I said, you know, it's on both our sides. It got by us, and, you know, but we do appreciate him trying to step up, you know. So, it was some errors made on that. And so, you know, Dawg did a good job on the investigation side, and so we're going to keep moving. Let me see. Smooth Criminal, your mic is still open. I'm going to 214-5880. Your mic is open. Who are we speaking with?
Right. Yeah, well,
You got to come out
there. All right, what's up, man?
All right, who are you speaking with?
This Smooth with Nightmare, baby. Understand me?
Uh-oh. Not
yeah.
Even this.
What's up with it?
Huh? I think you got a lot of background noise.
Yeah, hold that noise down, man. What's up with it?
Hello, let me see who else you got. 214-9098. Your mic is open. Who are we speaking with?
Damn, J never got a lot of noise on that raggedy motherfucker.
214-9098. Your mic is open. I'm going back to the Nightmare crew. They got a lot of noise on the. They got a lot of noise. Let me see. Nightmare.
Yeah. Talk to me.
You ready to lock in? Let me get Danye on.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm on here for.
All right. I'm going to get him on the phone right now. Give me 1 second. And what is this?
Read Monte Carlo.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you say what?
I'm just making sure that you're ready to lock in, that's all.
Yeah,
but you can't be on the speaker. When you're on the speaker, it's going to make a... We can't understand what you're saying.
Okay. I'm here.
All right, hello. We're going to get Danye on right now. Just hold on 1 second. You know, it's a good thing that the Nightmare crew been pretty much ruling Texas, hasn't it?
Sure. You heard about it. You know about it. You got
all the boys out here looking. They've
been keeping you up on. Say, Jay.
Danye.
What's that?
Danye, welcome to Monday Night Madness. And, man, we got the guys in Texas are talking a lot of junk. And we got the Texas Nightmare on the line. And he said he's looking for you.
What you going to do? You know?
He know I ain't hard to find.
What's up, Danye?
What's going on?
Hey, baby, I ain't nothing, man. Shit, what's going on with you, man?
Man, you looking for me, huh? You looking for trouble?
Well, you know, I told you that I had a little event this past weekend, and if everything went well, I'm going to call you. I'm going to lock that in for this weekend.
What you want to do? What you giving me?
Oh, man, come on. We already done talked about what we're going to do, man. Don't go through this again, man.
You got to go to the Salvation Army for charity.
For a gift? No back tie, no nothing?
Nah, you already know.
Hey,
you know that, there. Me and you already talked about this before this time came about, man. We went through the argument the last time, so we already agreed up on what we're going to do. Me and you to discuss it. Today was the day to lock in.
No conversation for the tie side or nothing, huh?
Man, we done, we discussed that last time, man. Why you want to get over here now with all that shit? You had a whole 5 weeks to think about
that. Hey, man, you might have changed your mind, you know?
Look, last time me and you and August was on the phone, we argued damn near 3-4 hours about this shit, and then we finally came up to an agreement. And we, matter of fact, we really said we locked it in, but I told you, I said, hold up, I'm going to make sure I don't hurt nothing because I'm racing that Sunday. I said, we're going to come on here Monday and lock it in. Me, you, and Alicat said the same thing because I've been racing at Alicat show. So you agreed to that, though. So we don't need to go through all the particulars. That's just, I don't lock this in, man. You already know what we talked about.
God. What you want to lock in?
Shit, 5-1 on 25 back.
Head up, Pro Tree, 8 Mile.
Yeah, head up, Pro Tree, 8 Mile.
I got a race at 10 o'clock. I'm going to say 1 hour after that. How about that?
Yeah, 11 o'clock?
Yeah. I got it at 10. As long as you get off at 10, 1 hour after that.
You can't do it before then?
No, because I'm trying to get somebody else before that.
Okay, I locked you in for that. So you said 11 o'clock?
Yeah, I mean, I said an hour after, you know, me and Tony Thorne locked in. We're going to get that off between 9 and 10.
Okay, so I'm just going to say that. After you and Tony Thorne race, we're just going to say 11, and then, you know, if it takes y'all a little extra, we'll say 11:30. So in that ballpark, 11:30.
Okay. That's good. Head up, Pro Tree, 8 Mile, 5 on 25, and better. It's locked.
That's a lot. Gotcha.
All right.
Well, we already talked about what you need to have, right? So we ain't got to go through that again, right? We already talked about what you need to have, right?
Nah, what do
you say? As long as you say you got the one car right on, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. That I got it.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. We talked about that
already.
That's what
the ball is on copyrighted. Oh, yeah. You want copyrighted too. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a done deal. Yeah. We both want copyrighted. Hell yeah.
No, I said you got one copyrighted.
No, man. You told me that. Come on, Dunn.
No, I can't. You got one copyrighted.
Man, you got one. Fuck it. You keep the whatever you got, man. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
We ain't all about no copyrighted, but you supposed to have one copyrighted on your blue car. You been listening to everybody saying you got one copyrighted, but I don't know you all about that, man. You have five on that bitch. We locked.
We locked.
Yeah, that's a lot. Fuck about no copyrighted.
We locked. Now what? Did y'all ever get up with Chris? With the little love truck.
Chris? Oh, you talking about, used to be Kenny too.
I don't know how to contact
him, but there's some people know how to get him. I don't know how to get in touch with him.
Jackie D
with somebody out here probably just know how to get in touch with him, man. Check his hand, Jackie D with him.
Who else you got on here, Jay, that can get in touch with him? Oh, you know what? Hold on. Wait a minute. I know 9-on-1 on. I know Rick them on. They always know. Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah, go ahead. Yes, sir.
Well, I know Rick on.
Who you want me to get?
Jay Bond.
Rick. 9-on-1.
You want me to get him online?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jay Barnes.
Yes, sir.
It's Madhouse.
Yes, sir. Madhouse.
Man,
I'm sorry
about that, man. I had my microphone on mute because I had a lot going on in the background. I got nightmare members over here, man. They're trying to get something going on down there in Prescott. So be red. You on the phone with Jay Barnes from Grudge Inc. and all those fellas up on the East Coast.
Well, hello, Madhouse. You about 10 minutes late. This damn, we got Dunye on. We got one of the people from Nightmare Camp. This train already rolling.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I had to answer the phone, so I'm sorry I missed that boat.
Yeah.
this that race is locked in for Prescott. Sometime between 11:30, 5 on 25 of Bella, Head Up Pro Tree, and Nightmare with one carburetor, Dunye with as many carburetors as he can get.
Well, that sounds like a fair race.
And I'm trying to I have to let you know, Dunye, that Boss Bynes couldn't handle the Nightmare. You do know that, right?
He couldn't handle it.
Yep.
Oh man, this gonna be all the more reason for Boss to stay in the bushes, huh?
let me get this entire weekend.
We're trying to see a 9-on-1 want to lock in with Shouty. They said they got all pressure on Monday. They going to lock in. I'm trying to see if they got all pressure. Jay.
Yeah, I'm trying to get 901 on now.
Okay.
And 77. I'm gonna get him on. Let's see it. And while all y'all listening, I got to remind y'all that fast song show and review coming up. Bagway, North Carolina.
Yeah, what up, Jay?
What's up, 901? I got two men on here looking for you. I don't know if they want to talk to you or not. We got Dunye and the Texas Nightmare want to holler at you.
What's going on?
Man, we trying to see if you got oil pressure. You want to lock in for Arkansas?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I got oil pressure, Dunye. I had a little death in the family. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. I talked to Arkansas earlier. So I don't know. I don't know if the funeral is going to be Friday or Saturday. So
you said you had a death in the family?
Yeah. I had one of my partners pass on me last Sunday night.
Saturday night.
Yeah, I had one of my buddies pass on me Saturday night. So he had a heart attack last Monday. So he didn't make it. So. Yeah, I had talked to Arkansas earlier today and let them know that I was, I didn't know if the funeral, if they had a funeral Friday, then I can make it Saturday. But if they have it Saturday, ain't no way I can make it. I'm not probably going to be able to make it.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to
hear that. Yeah, I've been laid up, kind of tired from the race yesterday. I thought BET might have been on. I probably figured he was going to handle it, but I see. The Jay had called or whatever. But yeah, that's all it was, man. I had a little death in the family, man, so it's all good.
Well, keep on informing, we praying for y'all, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. But the funeral happens Friday or Thursday or something, then I'll come back. You know, we're gonna come over there and we're gonna try to race.
All right. That's what it is.
Yeah, we had a chance to make one hit Sunday. We made a decent little hit. We still got a few little bugs we can work out. I figure we can work them out at the track or whatever. But the weather kind of, it rained and stopped, so we didn't get a chance to make about one hit, two hits on it. But it look all right. You know, we're looking all right. We come over there, we're gonna race though. If I come to the track, you can guarantee I'm gonna race one of y'all.
All right, okay. All right, that's what it is then.
All right, okay then.
All
All right, then I'm going back to Josh Jones. Josh Jones, where you at, Josh Jones?
I'm right here, Jay.
Josh Jones. Now, let me ask you this, Josh Jones. All right, bad song is a bad small block. Now, with Fletcher Cox and the white boy, how do you feel personally? I just want everybody to know how you feel personally about them. What's your thoughts on Fletcher Cox and the white boy?
Yeah, nice flow, man.
Say it again.
Nice
flow.
Nice flow. Nice flow.
So,
All of them, Boogeyman, line them bitches up. Every one of them slow. All of them. I feel like I'm the best.
Y'all heard it. Y'all heard it from none other than
we got a race coming up 2 weeks away. You know, I hear a lot of y'all boys talking about y'all want to run. Well, there's some dates to run. You got to get to the track to race. I'll be at House of Hook Thursday night. Y'all gonna see. They gonna see how goddamn bad it is Thursday night when I blow motherfucking Gold Rush ass out. But September 13th, I got a race at Piedmont. I got a $3,000 28-275 race, free entry fee, six car minimum. So it's, you know, the car is gonna be there, so it ain't gonna be no problem with you know, or anybody, you know, getting no 12 or 15 cars or nothing like that. Got Tony Bynes, he's gonna be there. Troublemaker, Bad Storm, got the Ruler. I know y'all know the Ruler. He got two cars, and boy, when I tell you, he looking for action now. He got a small block on 28 Mustang, and he got a big Nova, which Dog says that Nova the slowest thing on the East Coast, but I don't know. He swears them down. He looking for action, and he'll race. Got a Troublemaker looking for some action. He got Tony threatening Donye every other day. Donye, I don't know. I believe he's running for the Blitzer, but I can't say. I ain't got no dogs in that fight.
So you saying that Tony want a piece of Donye?
Yeah, I was just with Tony this weekend, but Donye ain't no Tony woman.
Hey, you know you can make your mouth say anything, man.
I mean, the man told you he ain't gonna have a car ready when you told him he wanted to lock in. He told you lock in the next week, and you didn't want to lock in. So I don't know. I'm just saying, if you got oil pressure, you must be fucking scared. I don't know.
Yeah, I must
but
be.
You know, I don't know, but you know, Boss, he looking for action. You know, you got Jack Gantor. He gonna be there. He always gives some money away to some fucking body. So whoever can get that apple first, goddamn it, they'll be good. They'll have a lunch pack for them that day. But you know, it's gonna be a good show, man. You know, some people there, and you know, you get some people that likes to race in one place, and it's gonna be some racing take place. You can believe that. But yeah, y'all come out, and it'll be a good show that day.
But tell the date, the time, and everything.
September 13th, it's on a Saturday. Now, if y'all want to come in Friday and do some testing, the more cars, you know, it'll be better, but they will be open just like they was for that back half race, open for testing that day. The gates open at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Time runs, we'll probably start sending some cars down the track about, you know, 2. Shootout probably start about 7 o'clock. You know, other than that, you know, it's pretty much, you know, $20 get in. Kids, 11 and under free. Other than that, you know, it's just come out that day, man. It's going to be there. The Beast's going to be there. Mike Hinton's going to have a piece there. So maybe William Brown, if he can have his carburetor line hooked back up and his gas flowing right, they looking for action.
Somebody was just saying something about that. I know that they thought William Brown was scared. I ain't never known William Brown to be scared. That's a new one on me now. I just heard somebody say that.
Let me remind some too. Tony Wright, my man Tony Wright. He gonna be in the house that day. And you know they said he had Hitler Jr. up there this weekend. And that Disco Nova was gonna step up. So if and they didn't get that to take place. So. September 13th be a great day. He going to be in the house. And Corner, he going to be there too.
Well, Alon, you just named, now I know for a fact that Donye got called out by the, what's his name, Ugly? Ugly called Donye out. Tony Wright called Donye out. And Boss Vine called Donye out, man. Donye, I don't know, man. You got too many, and then in Texas, Donye, you got a lot of folks looking for you around the country, man.
Yeah, I know. Most of the time,
we're on speaker. You got to come off speaker. We can't hear if y'all on speaker. Say it again, Donye.
I said most of the time we at the same track, and they don't want they tiptoeing around me. But you know when they get back home, they like there.
But just, I mean, we talking about you got the Nightmare Wants You in Texas. You got 901 wants you out of Mississippi. You got Ugly wants you out of the DMV. You got Tony Wright out of North Carolina. You got Boss Bynes out of Georgia. Boy, you are the most wanted. You are the most wanted.
Yeah, Lord.
How you gonna knock them out? Lord, how you gonna knock them out one at a time?
One at a time. I'm gonna walk down and get them all.
Hey Jay, the first thing he got to do, which I ain't heard y'all just set a list or say anything, but the first thing he got to do is put a fucking deposit up. That's the first thing. When you put a deposit up, that's motherfucking insurance. That lets you know that you are really trying to raise. Now, I can sit here and tell you 1,000 things, but when that motherfucker says deposit, now I don't know what I'm gonna tell you.
I don't know if you've been listening, you've been around. I think I had a deposit up with all of them.
Oh yeah. Well, if they gave me some free money, I would come back and get some more.
Oh.
That's free money.
Now, I'm gonna have to shake them bushes real hard now.
Well, I tell you what, this is y'all do know it's a holiday night.
We working on Peachmont over here. We can get all the fellas can get all together and get off when they need to. We can get down now. We're gonna lock all of them in.
We'll lock them in.
That's what we're talking about. We're gonna make it happen.
I heard now. I was not up there. I heard. I kind of wish I would have been there, but I heard that the corner and damn Troublemaker was going to hit them off, but the damn, they run out of time. They said that the track had a curfew. They run out of time. Now, I don't know. I know it's got to be somebody on this phone that was at VMP that knows anything about it. It's true. I'm just asking a question.
I was saying the corner was scared shitless.
I know we're in a rush. The corner was scared shitless.
Yes.
Eric.
The corner was only their pump figure. They weren't trying to run no goddamn body.
Well, it might need to be a top sportsman versus back ass. The way the B said his gas lines wasn't hooked up in the corner, damn, he didn't have his belt hooked up. His pants hit the floor because he damn shit it all over himself. Shit, sound like to me they need to get right.
They'll see you before you see them. Cops are cracking down on drinking and driving. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Thank you.
Josh.
Yeah.
Did Josh say Ugly was going to be there, too?
Who's that?
They're going to have that Mustang Ugly there, too?
Matter of fact, he talking to me right now. He just texted me right now. He talking about he wants some action.
He wants some action
as he comes. Yeah, he wants to lock in somebody. He said he don't really want to make. He said he don't really want to make no ride down here, and he ain't got no locked in rates. But he just texted me probably about 15 minutes ago. That's kind of damn. You got my goddamn phone on tap, man. Can you see what I'm doing? So he damn sure just texted me about 10. I've been talking. Matter of fact, I just texted him back. 10 o'clock.
We're going east. Yeah. So they are, and we can get it all together. Me and the fellas can get it all together, and then we're gonna be in the house, man.
All right.
Definitely gonna be in the house. And we're going to manage to lock them in before we get there. Tony Bynes and Ugly. As long as I got oil pressure after this weekend.
All right. Tony was sure talking shit this weekend.
Huh?
Tony was sure talking shit this weekend. He said, God damn it, September, he said, September, damn, 10th, he was going to pick Rambo up from the goddamn bushes. He said, that motherfucker's deep in the bushes right now. He said, he's trying to cut his way out. He said, but goddamn, September 10th, he said, that motherfucker have his way cut out, and he'll be back on the goddamn battlefield. And he said, he don't give a fuck about nobody on 29. You know that sweatband Rambo have around his head? Well, it's around his eyes right now. He can't see where he's going. So Tony said he going in there to help him get out. So he's going to go in there and get him out of the goddamn woods. And he said when he brings him back to the goddamn field, he's ready for war.
You know if I show up, it might be my fault that he don't make it, you know. I'm just apologizing now.
He said, y'all think him, he's scared, get him on the damn show, Jay. The corner said, get him on the show.
No. I get him on, dog.
My mic open?
Yeah, your mic open. Go ahead.
No, I heard somebody else off a corner of the back tire, and they still didn't take it.
Man, he finna get the corner on now. I told you, man, corner was shaking his goddamn. The corner was about scared of everybody. It's Tony Bynes, he was done yet.
Hey, Diane, you go ahead and lock Tony Bynes here now.
Diane,
don't let that man off
that
hook. We got him on the hook.
The corner,
hey, what you
think, John?
I missed you.
The corner about as scared as Tony Bynes is, or done yet?
Oh, okay.
I know Tony's scared. I'm saying, Diane, Tony Bynes was calling you out last week. I said, lock his ass in now because.
He was calling him out last week because he know where you wasn't going to be at the place he was calling him out for.
Hey y'all, and just to let y'all know, Tony said he don't want to do it till next week, but we're gonna run the wizard head up that day with bad storm too. So just to let y'all know that, but it won't be locked in the next week.
Get your asshole blowed out.
Okay. Well, he just had to blow it out.
Hey, that's the corner on y'all. Said Jay, the corner on. He's saying hello.
That's the corner. Why everybody was quiet when the corner came on?
What's going on? Y'all doing a happy Labor Day to all y'all gentlemen. Y'all doing all right tonight?
Champ, why did everybody was talking like hell until you came on the line? Soon as you came on, everybody went quiet, champ.
Well, listen, all I can say, Tavon, let me just say this. This weekend was fun. We went up to support William Brown at the last minute, and a lot of them suckers drew on us, but you know we didn't even get a chance to make a shakedown on the car, so we didn't know what was going, how the track was. So that's why all this bullshit they running their mouths. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Then I find out that Pro Stock Joe ain't shit, He tried to put damn Anthony on us, and he got a full-out pro mud. You know what I'm saying? And he ain't going to full-out pro.
A black man can stop that dumb shit with that damn pro mud call you got.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So listen, Jay, if he had the top sportsman like I told him Friday, the champs would have obliged him, and we would have gave him some action. But we ain't, our mamas and daddies ain't raising no damn fools. You ain't about to make me run no full carbon fiber car with no 5-inch motor in there and don't want to give us nothing but the damn back tire. Never in this lifetime will we do some dumb shit like that. And we full steel, shit me. I ain't no damn fool. I ain't about to just give my damn money away. Work too damn hard for that
hey,
shit.
Hey, Champ.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about that troublemaker car?
Yeah, we was trying to do something. Y'all motherfuckers not listening. Shit, we was going to get on their ass that night. We wasn't scared of them son bitches. We told them bitches to give us the back tires, straddle the trailer, and they wouldn't do the shit. So let's get all the facts.
Hold on. Why are you asking for the back tire from a back
car?
Shit, this. Number one.
You weak, motherfucker.
Number one, they had test passes all day. So we ain't get a chance to see shit on the track. So how the hell we going to run this, man? We ain't get no shakedown. You know what I'm saying?
Weak, man. You got a fucking formula asking for the back tire from a back
listen,
ass?
Listen. Well, listen, who is this? Man, listen, who is this, J-Bone? Who is that talking?
It's Jughead talking, man.
Well, Jughead, let me tell you what. All the motherfuckers like goddamn your boy with this time out, he got a top sportsman. I guarantee you, by the first of the year, we're going to cut all that shit out because motherfuckers, they done pissed us off. So we going to have a surprise for y'all motherfuckers. I promise you that. You better bet that.
Well,
I promise you that. Hold up. Give a fuck. Listen, Dougie, you talking that bullshit. This man got a big old 932 in that motherfucker. And his fiberglass, he light as fuck. I ain't no idiot, man. There ain't no damn back half motherfucker. Y'all motherfuckers, y'all can't fool nobody, man. I done seen all the tricks of the trade. We just ain't just started racing. You know what I'm saying? But see, the funny thing to me though, Willie Dog and J-Bond, everybody want to have something to say, ain't got no quarter in shit, and they ain't going to put up no money in shit. So you can't tell us how to fucking bet our money, Jughead. Nah. What the fuck you got to say about that? Not a damn thing.
You right.
Yeah. I thought
that's
so.
The champ done spoke.
Shit.
Hey, Cam.
Yeah.
This is what I want to ask you. Now, you know, I see it seems like to me you're kind of mad now, so I don't want to make you too mad now. But I tell you what now, the troublemaker now, them, my homeboys now. And I ain't going to let you sit on here and talk no shit like that now. And I'm going to tell you now, them boys ready to blow your ass out. And listen, Jay,
you like what's Colin say? You like Tony Brown say enough said.
That's bad song.
I know who I'm talking to. I done talked to him on the phone quite a few times. Josh, if they feel that way and they give us that spot, you come see me personally. Give me your motherfucking bid. All right, I count every goddamn quarter you got in your fucking pocket. Matter of fact, you can bet $1,000 for every bump on your fucking face.
Nobody
ain't scared of none of these motherfuckers, man.
Let me tell you something. Hold on a minute, you mallet bitch. Let me tell you one thing. You got a goddamn fucking chassis car. You asking for the fucking back tire from the motherfucking troublemaker. A fucking 2,950-pound backhand.
Damn right.
You shit.
That's a goddamn lie.
I bet you will. I tell you what you do. You lock that bitch in head the fuck up and dump your goddamn pockets out and call your goddamn boss man, your driver, and tell him to bring his motherfucking safe with him. That's what you do, you weak bitch.
I hear that.
Now, you locked in, and you called your goddamn boss, man, and tell me to bring the faith with him.
Hey, Pastor, I knew you was going to be that way because me and you already talked. I know they your butt buddies. Y'all live a block away from each other. Y'all probably looking at each other, having a drink, watching Monday Night Football. See, you know what I'm saying? But listen, when it happens, it's going to happen, Jay. But listen, Pastor, just like this, man. You wouldn't take your
time. You talking about that money shit like you talking about some crazy shit. You asking for the back tire? Bro, you some fucking nuts, little
Jay,
boy. You a little puppy.
Jay. Hey, listen, fast on. Listen. They ain't stopped doing what they've been doing. You know what I'm saying? But listen, I'm going to say this. We've been away for racing for 4 years, but you can't never take away the knowledge you learned. and some shit. Right. We ain't no fools, man. Listen, Jay, we ain't no fools. Hey, we not no fools, Mr. Badstone.
Hey,
I hear you. But listen, I shoot double our bucks, so you know what that is, right?
Whoever packing your shells,
they put them motherfucking rash out in them bitches,
and you buying them for
buckshot. I hear you talking. But now, it is what it is, though. Jay Bonds, I mean, we went up there. JB'll tell you, man, we was like the second to the last car you make a shakedown. We was in the damn stage lane for an hour and a half, couldn't even got damn make a hit to do any damn thing. So I don't know why everybody talking about we chumps and we scared. Nobody ain't fucking scared, but nobody about to take no dumb races either. We took a dumb race for the fucking belt, but it is what it is. We lucked up and came on the lucky end of the race. So it is what it is. Hell, I don't see nobody else put up a damn deposit to try to come get nothing. That's a real fucking top sportsman, not a pro mod with no 5-inch motor in it. Motherfucker, shit.
Hey, hold up now. Why you calling our motor? I heard you got a 5-inch motor.
Shit, that's
Did
a hey,
call
that's
our
a thing.
Motor?
Listen. But shit, let me tell you like this. If you do got a 5-inch, hell, a 5-inch can't help no 2,800 pounds. Shit, a 5-inch in a 2,800 pound car and a 5-inch in a 2,300 pound car make a big ass damn difference. Nah, do your fucking math on that.
Man, we grudge racing, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey,
but that's
but listen,
that's why you got more losses than wins, and we don't, because you take dumbass races. We don't do that shit. Yeah.
You right.
Y'all weak.
Y'all scared.
Hey, man. I don't know.
You still the champ, though. But you know, shit, it is what it is.
Yeah, listen. You know what? You know the good thing at the end of the day. People like y'all keep us paid when we race. So every time we race, y'all come find one of us, and we're digging our pockets till that motherfucking got lint, and we're betting on that damn race. How about that? Listen, fucking get fucked Dolomite up so bad, he had to go all the way to Cancun and see a doctor get some voodoo off of his ass. You know what I'm saying? We retired bitches, and we came off the porch. Now what you talking about? That's all I got to say about it, man.
Okay, but you talking about
spoiled
milk. We're talking about the future.
Don't worry about the future. Hey, listen.
Hey,
Scoot
ready?
But listen, let me ask you something,
Doug. Hey, Scoot ain't got to be ready. They goddamn done threatening with the Beast. He don't want none of that Beast, man. The Beast going to be there September 3rd. And he don't want none of that. He don't want any goddamn problems, man.
Sure don't.
He don't want none of the goddamn beats. He don't want no. He don't want no troublemakers. He don't want no kind of goddamn back half from.
I hear that.
He was
on the yesterday. I'm gonna tell you what we're gonna do. Jay Barnes, we might just send you that belt back, and we're gonna goddamn cut our frame rails and make that bitch stock in the front. Cause that's all them bitches did, motherfuckers. Nah. That's all they did. All they did was trick the fucking charges, dummies.
They don't want you to say shit. They want you to pull in the fucking lights. They don't want you to cut nothing off their car. They want to run you just like you are. What the hell are you going to change up for?
Yeah, we put a fiberglass body on that bitch. That's what I thought. Josh, let me ask you something. Josh, are you going to cut yourself in the middle of the sea and jump out there with all them damn sharks and you bleeding and it's great whites in the water? Hell no. You're going to make sure you ain't bleeding and you're going to go swimming, right? Shit.
Man, I don't give a fuck, man. It is what it is.
Josh, that's why your record upside down, man. That's why you got 42 losses and fucking 20 wins.
Damn,
you know what I'm saying?
Who can I ask this question?
I got a question. We don't race with emotions. What?
Which one is more like a pro mod, top sportsman or backhand? Which one more like a
pro mod? Let me tell you something. Honestly, we are a damn backhand, sir.
Well, listen, man. Let me say this. Let me just say this. Fuck this, man. Fuck the beast. Fuck troublemakers. Fuck the Southern assassins. We don't give a fuck about it. You know what? If we in there, the motherfucking 13, one of them motherfuckers will be in action that day. And please, some of y'all motherfuckers bet with him. You know what I'm saying? Please bet with him. Motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck no, man. You bitch ass motherfucker.
Dog.
Yeah.
Dog, get the beats on.
No, you ain't got to get the fuck on. If we in there, he got fucking ass. You in there, motherfucker.
Hey, lock it in. Show it. Hey, now what you do is you deposit. Bill just called me today and said, he said, you find anything yet? Everybody scared. I said, yeah, it looks like everybody scared. You on here whooping. So I want to see if you scared or not.
And then another thing, matter of fact, y'all dumb motherfuckers don't even know we talked to Southern Assassins today, and we going to get them motherfuckers. So you just wait and just enjoy this ride, all right? Don't be trying to push motherfuckers to go ahead and do shit. Just sit back and watch what happens. And we going to see who the weak bitches is, all right? How about that? That's all I'm saying. Shit.
Damn.
Don't worry about that. It's our business and their business. Is it your car? Well, then we ain't got to talk, John. You ain't got shit for us. You got one and one with that shit you got.
That wasn't me, sir. That was somebody else.
Oh. I thought so, because I forgot. I forgot that you troublemaking them biggest fan. You know what I'm saying? I forgot all about that. You know what I'm saying? I should have known better.
Don't the troublemakers have a law enforcement in their camp?
No, they don't.
I believe they do
have a 632 with one system in their camp now.
A top sports. They ain't got no top sports in their damn camp.
They got a
bag.
All I got to say is just wait and just see what happens.
That's all. You ain't got to talk me to death. We going to show you better than we can.
When y'all gonna run for the belt?
Y'all gonna run for the belt of 13? You got AJ Barnes that says he got a deposit or any of that yet. You ain't got to talk to me about that. We supposed to get a notice first.
You said you had been talking to Southern Assassin. I thought maybe y'all was gonna do it for the belt or something.
We can't handle that. You didn't hear what I said. You don't understand the rules and regulations. Jay Barnes sent you a notice and let you know you've been notified and you're on the clock. I ain't got nothing to do with that, bro.
If you're a champion, you can go out there and notify somebody yourself. If you're a champion.
Yeah, but they ain't the rules and regulations, man, in the box, man.
No. Ain't no room for the champion to go out and try and challenge somebody. Ain't no room for that.
All right. That motherfucker running on two flat tires, man. And the other two got a goddamn slow leak on.
You stupid. I hear that, man. I hear that, but I don't see nobody stepping up, so it is what it is.
He's tall on him, wanting to run. That's something he's finding everything but the everything. He's saying everything but the deposit. Lock them, check them, and people.
Man, you're out this man in.
And listen, all I'm going to say is they don't want the belt anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, they want that check. That's what they want.
Shit, that's what we want, too. We want that check. Don't worry about it. Let me say this to y'all. Let me be honest with y'all. We drove all the way to Virginia looking for X. You think we drove all the way up there just for nothing, just to play around? Listen, it ain't our fault that Detroit. Come on, let me finish. Listen, I promise you, if they had another, and you can try to get William Brown. William Brown will tell you, I offered the track man a couple $1,000 to make the track stay open longer, sir, because we wanted to get on some motherfuckers. Now, let's get William Brown in here and get the truth. And the track man said he couldn't do it. Now, y'all motherfuckers bumping your gums for no goddamn
fact. William Brown mic is open.
Wilbur Brown, what's going on, man?
That's all, Who y'all got out there for the 13th? That's old.
William Brown, you know, tell the truth, William Brown, to the world. Be honest with once in your damn life.
That's old. Moving on to the future. But who y'all got out for the 13th?
Shit. We ain't got nobody locked in yet. We don't know what we're going to do. We don't know if we even coming on doing anything on the 13th. That's too far ahead. That's a week ahead. We looking for, listen, William Brown, we looking for a motherfucker this week. We looking for a motherfucker this week.
Man, what you saying? When I had my bed, I was looking for motherfuckers every week to run. I ran every week.
Hey, listen, William Brown, we talking about this week. We ain't worrying about next week. We looking for something right now. You know what I'm saying? So what's
shit,
they ain't gonna show up.
They talking about if they show up, they ain't gonna show up. Shit, he didn't nip it in the bud.
Yeah, I heard. Y'all need to let somebody else speak for the corner.
You
don't speak too well.
What do you mean I don't speak too well? I'm speaking very clear English. We want action this week. We ain't worrying about the 13th.
Yeah,
we'll see about that when we get there.
And being scared. That's two different things. I understand your English, but I understand you're scared of the motherfucker too to go. That's what I understand.
Okay. No. Ain't nobody scared. People just ain't dumb. Nobody ain't got damn about to do no stupid shit.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm sorry if y'all gamble with y'all chicks and just don't give a fuck if a motherfucker outsmarted you and tricked you. But hell, I'm not going down that road, brother. That's a road we ain't going to travel, period. But I promise you, every last one of the motherfuckers you named going to have action before another month out. All of them. Believe that shit. We don't give a fuck about none of these boys.
Hey, that's too many calls.
Shit. I hear you, man.
We have to put pressure on them. Because they're making a lot of money. These kids are going by, they're supporting us about time.
Y'all can handle the
beast
right now.
Who in the bushes? We ain't in no damn bushes.
I said, can y'all handle the beast right now? Do y'all want to run the beast? If we get the beast on here, you want to lock the beast in for the 13th?
Did I not just tell you we don't know what the hell we doing next
you
week?
You
looking for racist judge now.
Do
you
the 13th next week. Ain't for 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about we looking for a race this week. We ain't talking about next week right now.
Who y'all run this week?
Shit, we don't worry about
y'all,
that. We
run,
got our own rich.
Y'all run the beast this week? Y'all run the beast this week?
Where they going to be at?
Where you going to be at? We got to call and see. Where you want to be at?
Who got a race this week?
So when you tell him, he's going to say he's going to be somewhere else.
I know. That's why I'm trying to be smarter than him, I'm smart enough. Where you going to be at, Carla?
Nah.
Huh?
Willie dog, you stupid Willie dog. Huh? Say what?
No.
Where they gonna be at?
Hey,
we
smart. Hey, Connor, y'all know
he's smart.
Y'all can't trick that son of a bitch. That son of a bitch kind of smart.
Man. That's okay. That's okay.
Well, listen, we know he'll be up. We know he'll be up down to 13.
You said you want to run somebody this week.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Who you want us to run? Where they gonna be at? Who got a race? Where they gonna be?
What you need to run out a race? I thought you said you just want to get it.
Nah, I'm saying we ain't got to. Just, motherfucker, I'm asking you. I don't need to be talking to you. Mike Hill on this motherfucker. Shit, shut the fuck up. You ain't even got shit, man. That's why I ain't even talking to you, man.
Yeah, I'm representing the beast.
You ain't representing shit. Let me talk to Mike. He the closest to representing.
You what you want to do then?
Man, nah. Give me somebody that could Mike Hill or something.
I
man,
ask you what you want to do. What you want to do?
You ain't representing that, man.
All
right. If you was, I damn sure ain't. Listen, hold up. Let me tell you this. If you do, I damn sure ain't see you over there with them at Tech Saturday. If you do. Shit. I'm tired of all these motherfuckers bumping their goddamn phone.
You ain't going to do shit.
5 on 25.
Where and when?
5 on 25.
Piedmont. Where and when? Motherfuckers, where y'all gonna Piedmont. Put
their
gonna be at?
The
13th. Oh, man, I already told you we ain't locked your shit in for this that damn week. What if we blow some shit up this week? Nobody ain't giving away no fucking free money.
Okay, where y'all gonna be at this week?
Shit, we home this week. So what the fuck? Come see the champ. We ain't got to come see nowhere.
Where you at home?
Shit, you got to come see us. I think, man,
where
I need to make a call.
Where the fuck you going to be at? Where
South Carolina. We in South Carolina, man. So that's where we at.
All right. You want to run this weekend in South Carolina?
Man, I call Michael the Chokers. You ain't can't talk for shit.
Mike,
he
ain't right here sitting beside me.
Say what?
Do you want to do it this week? Thursday night? Or the weekend? Thursday night?
Thursday night where? Jackson?
Yeah.
Man, you the champ. We the champ. You got to come where we are going. I ain't coming no fucking Jackson. You come see me, motherfucker. Bring your ass to Darlington Wednesday, Orangeburg Friday.
This man just said he going to be in Jackson, Carolina.
Damn right. I don't want to come there. We the damn champ, motherfucker. You come where I say if you want to go to war with us. Want to be our fucking sparring partner, bitch. I ain't about to run behind you.
Is it a contender track for the
You know what? I don't even know why I'm even talking to you. Mike here at the PDR this week. You know, I just thought about that. Hey, listen, hold up. Hey, hold up. I forgot, Mike here at the PDRA this week anyway, so they can't fucking race. So what the hell are you talking about? That's why I know you don't know shit about representing no damn car, because you would have known that. I know where your fucking tune at, and you don't even know where he at. So get your shit together, man. And quit blowing people dicks, man. No, quit sucking their dick. Okay, we're going to see who's fucking scared. Okay, dog, whoever that is, whatever he want to bet, whenever we race them, you motherfucking call him, make sure, and get his fucking money, because I want to put a hurting in his fucking pockets. That's what I want to fucking
you
do. That's what I'm
going
to do.
You ain't going to do shit.
We
going
to... That's what I'm saying, man. You got all these people. Listen, you're going to see, before it's over with, I guarantee you're going to want a corner t-shirt before it's over with. You're going to want
to...
See, they y'all go make coming up with rumors and all that bullshit. See what I'm saying?
That's what I'm doing, asking questions.
Carla, you weak, man. I don't have a lot of respect for you, man. You run up for me. You got every excuse in the motherfucking dictionary in the book.
Nah, it ain't no excuse.
That's the weakest champion I ever seen.
I hear that, but at least we go to war. We'll see just how weak we is in a minute. You sound real funny.
You ain't gonna go no war. You should get legged to the team. Oh, you might as well go to Burger King. Have a chill night. Weak motherfucker.
Hey, we should be that, man. Hey.
You say any back tire that come out there, you gonna slap shit out of them. Any big tire car that come out there, last week you hollering all that, woofing and all that shit. Now you sound like a little weak ass bitch.
Man, what you talking about?
Man, you have my, you have your punk.
Hey, listen. All I'm gonna say is, man, we gonna see who gonna have the last laugh. The damn show ain't gonna be our fight.
I hate those damn cops, boy. You sure ain't ever been there. You sound weak as goddamn winter.
Well, listen. You get something and try to come get it, then, motherfucker. That's all I can tell you. And put up for the party.
There ain't no action up there in big time. I stayed out here in small time.
Yeah, well, then stay in the lane.
Y'all scared each other. Y'all was scared, motherfuckers out there.
Well, listen, just stay in the handicap lane, all right? Keep parking your car at the handicap space at Walmart.
Hey, you got a point, though. You got a point, though, weak champ. You got a point, though. I'm going to stay down here with this small town. Plenty of action.
Hey, hold on. Did you say weak champ?
Yeah, weak champ. That's a weak champ there.
Good God, man.
now, all jokes aside, now, I hate to say it, don't y'all jump on me, though. But damn, man, y'all pull at least get a champ some props, man. That's a champ, man.
He did. I called him champ. That's all. Or weak champ. That's what he is. Game props. Weak motherfucker.
Hey, look at it. You know what? Hey, Willie, dog. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, them lips, they ain't going to feed no miles. Them lips, they ain't going to win no damn races. And he damn sure ain't got a quarter to bet on nothing against us or with us. So I don't give a fuck what you call us. We're going to stick to our race program and do what the hell we want to do. We did one of the things we wanted to do. Now we're going to just come around and cut all these motherfuckers' heads off, and I'm going to see what the hell you got to say in about another month. See, you got a big ass mouth in and how your pockets look.
You were doing good. You were doing good until you said the last little part. I told you that was weak, child. Time I cut off his ears off. You beat, how many of you can beat? You beat Dolomite and you beat Scotty G, though.
Listen, man.
What you going with?
Don't worry about that. You'll see. Just sit back and get you some damn popcorn. And let Willie Dog, when you see we got somebody locked in, let him know what you want to bet, because I want to get all your lunch money. I want you to stop eating steak and start eating goddamn Vienna's when we get done fucking with you, okay? And we get done, though, we do. You don't bet.
I ain't no steak when I get your money. Here we go.
You see? We'll bet against us every time. That's all I ask.
No, I ain't. It depends on who y'all running, who y'all pick.
It is what it is. Hey, listen, all I can say, you know what I'm saying, I'll be honest with you, just like nobody said we was going to be the champs, or we the champs. We made believers out of y'all with that. So you just sit back and see what else we about to do. That's all I can tell you. And that's all I got.
Man,
you weak, bitch. You got back ass calls out here calling you out. They don't give a fuck about that belt. You keep that goddamn weak ass belt.
Yeah, we going to keep it. Hey.
Blow your ass off.
Hey, listen. Hey, listen, bad song. We're going to keep it now. Ain't there's no doubt about it. We're going to keep it. But we're going to get some of their checks in the process. Let them just keep on bumping their guns, and we're going to come knock on the door nicely and say, come on, get in these lights where you deposit. Let's do what we got to do. Just sit back and just wait, man. You can't – you ever heard you can't rush greatness? You ever heard that you can't rush greatness? Just sit back and just wait and just see.
Oh,
you just got to watch greatness.
Motherfucking thing great about your weak ass. Somebody
knock their ass off.
Good God,
everybody.
Oh, weak, bitch.
We'll see. And listen, like I just said, that don't do nothing but motivate us even harder, because that means we got more haters than we thought. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
I thought you was a champ, because I ain't never seen a champ get called out by something and tell him he could keep the belt and he still back down. I thought you was a real champ. I ain't gonna call you no champ, because you ain't no champ. You might have a belt, but you far from a champ. Because if I got an underdog that calls me out that don't even want my belt, I'm gonna tear his goddamn ass off.
When did that happen then, Bastone? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, you keep talking about you a champ. They don't want your belt. They don't want your gold.
No, listen.
That's what they want.
Yeah, I understand that too. And listen, that's gonna be on the line, sir. But you know what I'm saying? We had some of that might have got put on the line. Was gonna be put on the line Saturday, but nobody could oblige us to give us a little more time. All we wanted to do is make one shakedown, make sure everything was straight, and we wanted to go ahead and go to somebody. Now, if I'm lying, all you got to do is get William Brown. Yeah, that's probably the pass. That's what all y'all going to hoop and holler. But we don't want to hear all that fake shit down here saying that we weak and all this, and we don't want to race nobody. We came up there to race somebody, to find somebody to get. So, you know what I'm saying? Shit, the track couldn't even go no longer and let us do nothing. So, shit, all we could do is make our shit down and fucking go home. And that's what we did, shit. We didn't duck from nobody. That's all I'm saying. Shit, what the fuck? Yeah, y'all get destroyed. That's what's wrong. That's what's wrong with this race, man. Y'all niggas. I mean, y'all niggas gossip more than bitches. Say what?
If y'all ran Dolomite off the trailer, I don't have no dog in fight. I just want to ask the question. If y'all ran Dolomite off the trailer and you got a back half call wanting to run you, why didn't you run him straight off the trailer?
You know why, sir? Because we never been to that fucking track in our life. We lived that track. Every track is different. I mean, so you're not about to have me fucked up going in the damn dark. That's stupid.
There you have it from your
champ.
But listen, if I could rewind time and know what I know now, I would have fucking did it. We would have did it. We didn't give a fuck. Shit, the track was working, but we never been to that track in our life. But what risk go out there and put your car there, and you don't know what the fuck, how your car is going to react on this track. You never been there before. That's all I'm saying here. Everybody else up there had them been there a couple times before. We haven't. So it is what it is.
You got a point there, champ. You got a point there, champ. Champ, y'all going to be in Running Brown on the 20th?
Going to be in where?
Running Brown.
Yeah, we're gonna be down. Yeah, we're gonna be in Valdosta. Yeah, we're going down to the holler at Brandon Brown. We'll be down there on the 20th.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll get something locked in for then.
With who?
I don't know. I'm just asking. Maybe y'all will get something locked in for then. Y'all get y'all a little action.
well, we already was supposed to have one, but somebody had a little failure. So I'm actually waiting on Bali. Bali said he wanted to try again, so we waiting on him to call. To lock him in or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you down there, champ. Hopefully I'll get a win.
Yeah, hopefully, because it's all a gamble.
Oh, yeah.
But at the end of the day, shit, the only people who should be worried about what's going on is us. And I just want to clarify that, man. All this bullshit talking about we ain't going to race, you crazy as hell. Y'all the motherfuckers going to see. That's what I'm going
to
tell you.
Man, we just trying to bring action to the drug world.
Yeah, I know you're trying to bring action. You want to see everybody want to see us get our head cut off. Even Willie Dog.
Everybody's on my show. You better call Jay Show right quick. This show going to go off in about 3 or 4 more minutes. So call Jay Show, 347-215-9989. Call it now. I'm finna hang this show up because it's going to go off in about 3 minutes.
This one thing about it, Corner. This one thing about it, Corner. You ducking and dodging everything. You picking races, man. You ain't gambling, man. You trying. You ducking
no,
and dodging.
No, no, no.
You playing dodgeball, man.
Listen, it ain't called dodgeball. It's called having a race program. And so we sticking by our race program and doing what we supposed to. But just sit back and you gonna see what's gonna happen. That's all I'm saying.
Y'all might get mad at him, but you can't get mad at him. He doing what he wants. He's a goddamn champ. You might not like it, but he can do it.
But you know what I'm saying? And that's the reality, because ain't nobody else got nothing in this but me and my cousin. Everybody want to goddamn push us on this and that. No, that ain't what we ready to do yet. We're going to do what we want to do and really don't give a fuck about none of them, I'm going to be honest. Because ain't none of them no damn bears, you ask me.
Do shit.
Hey, but listen, I got one other thing I want to ask y'all. Since all these other back halves so bad, why none of them ain't call out Phil Shula lock in it? That's what I want to know.
Oh, got it. Here you go.
Yeah. There we go. Nah, that'll get you quiet there. That's all I'm saying. Shit. I can get him on the phone. You get the Beast on the phone. Listen, you get the Beast on the phone. I call Phil Shula real quick. I get him to lock him in. As a matter of fact, I'll lock in for Phil Shula right now. Fuck it. Nah, that'll get
lock
you quiet.
In September 13th. Lock in. I'll lock the Beast in right now. 1,000 on the bell for September 13th against the fucking Shadow Head to fuck up. Lock in.
Okay.
Lock
well,
in,
listen. Look, I'm gonna call let me cut. Let me get him on three-way. I get him on three-way. Let me get him on three-way. J-Bond. I'm going to cut J-Bond. Call him, J-Bond. No, ho. Let me make sure he can make it, and I do that shit, and I bet with him.
You gonna lock in, motherfucker.
He called your bluff. He called your bluff. He got your bluff called, you weak motherfucker.
Hey, listen, I gotta make sure the man ain't got no PR events, et cetera, et cetera. But I will bet with him. Believe that shit. You like the Beast? I'm right with Phil. Yeah, let me get him on the phone first. That's it. I'm calling him right now. Hold on.
I like Shadow.
The corner weak dick. Watch how he looks so goddamn stupid right here. I'm going to make this motherfucker look stupid.
Hey. Hey, listen. I got 5 on the Shadow. 5 bands.
Man, I
want
to lock you in 1,000 on 5.
Hold on. I'm trying to get the man on the phone.
September 13th. Man, you trying to get the man on the phone. You can't be getting him on the phone talking to me. You talking about you was going to lock him in. I'm going to tell you what he's going to tell you. You just over here talking.
Man, he fought with that man in the voice now, man.
Ass checks. Down there. More like stuff like that.
I don't know what it was, but it was tall. I really don't know.
All right. Y'all weak bitches that stop talking?
Hey, Jayvon, get Beast on the line. Listen, Jayvon, get Beast on the line. I just talked to Phil. He's trying to get on. I'm trying to click. I can't click over, merge it in on this conversation. You, Jayvon, I'm going to send you the number so you can call him. You hear me? And get the Beast on the phone. We can get this shit started right now. Y'all want some shit to see? We can get this right now. And bet how your fucking pockets like it. Nah. Fuck that. I got friends too, motherfucker. Nah. And I still want to race my friend one day. Shit.
That phone is laid down, and the opportunity
Hey Jay, I just sent it to you, Jay. You should be getting it in a second.
Hello.
You better be like going down with it.
Yeah.